Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Harr. This morning, my guest is Craig Phillips and John Siegel. Craig is the CEO of The Edge Flooring, and John Siegel, the Director of Business Development for Flooring Partners. How are you doing this morning?
Morning, Kemp.
We're doing great, Kemp.
That's good to talk to you. I want to talk about this news on Friday that Flooring Partners has acquired your three Ohio retail operations, Craig. You started out with Barrington Carpet and Flooring Design in Green, Ohio. And then over the years, you acquired Carpet Country and Design in Twinsburg, Ohio, and Young's Floor Covering Carpet One in Port Clinton, Ohio. Give us a quick background on how you knew Bob Nichols, the CEO of Flooring Partners, and then how you acquired these three locations.
Yeah, when I came here in 2007 to Barrington Carpet to run this business, I left Superior Products, was a vice president of sales for Superior Products running the Ohio division. And I worked for Bob Nichols at Superior for 7 years, from 2000 to 2007. I came here, we ran Barrington Carpet. It was basically doing single family new home construction and a little bit of retail. We grew it into a diverse business model. And then about 6 years ago, we purchased Carpet Country in Twinsburg. 4 years ago, we purchased Young's out in Port Clinton to kind of round out our Northeast Ohio presence so we could serve all of our customers, basically serve the top half of the state of Ohio from that footprint. So that's kind of how we grew to where we were before this acquisition.
And you're about 60% residential replacement and 40% builder, is that right?
We do about 40% of our business is single family new construction. We do about 20% in retail, 20% in commercial jobs, but from Main Street to large bid work, you know, anywhere from jobs from 10,000 to 2 million. And then we also do a real nice job in the property side of the business, the replacement business for apartments.
Okay. Now tell us about Flooring Partners. I know at one time it was called Carpet and Wood Flooring Liquidators, and it's changed its name. Give us a background on that.
So John's on the line. He's the Director of Business Development for Flooring Partners. It was acquired or basically a majority stock position was taken by Bob Nichols, the ex-Superior Products president, about 9 years ago. And John went to work. How long ago did you go to work for them, John?
Yeah, I had previously spent 27 years with Armstrong, 13 years with J.J. Haynes, and then knowing Bob Nichols as I have, Bob asked me to come on board about 6 years ago. And at that time, we weren't an ESOP just yet. But we had two partners, Bob and another one. And that's when, shortly thereafter, we went to a full ESOP company.
Okay. And from what I understand, Carpet and Wood Floor Liquidators, now known as Flooring Partners, has been focused on the property management apartment turn work, right?
Yeah, that's their strength. They do a tremendous job on that on the East Coast in the apartment turn and common area work within multifamily. But they also have a very nice business in commercial that's growing every year. Those are their two main focuses.
Kemp, our current footprint goes from the GW Bridge all the way down to Fredericksburg, Virginia, and all the way to the coast. And as Craig had mentioned, our space is property management. We do residential turns in the busy season. We'll do almost 300 turns a day. We have a full commercial division. We do ground up new construction, CapEx, rehab. And now our tenant fit out business is growing dramatically. So that's the space that we play in.
Okay, Craig, tell us how this deal came together.
Over the last year and a half or so, I've been talking to different people in the industry and outside of the industry, really looking at a succession plan for our business was the idea. And there really wasn't the exact perfect fit and really wasn't anything happening in that direction. When my business partner reached out to Bob in July and expressed, you know, my goal was to find a transition for our business to take what we built here since 2007, not only to take it to the next level, but really to talk about, you know, continuing the legacy of what we have going on. I'm 60 years old and I was looking for the opportunity to maybe take a step back. So we approached Bob. Bob and his brother came over within a week after we talked to them in July. And we really started talking about how could this work and how could we fit together. Our business models are different, but similar. And then we were able to put this together. And it's really what I say, everyone wins. I changed my computer password to that about 2 months ago. And the biggest thing, the reason that everyone wins, Kemp, is this ESOP that we mentioned earlier, Employee Stock Ownership Plan, is something that made it a home run and the perfect fit for me. Jason and I were a good match with Bob, to work with Bob. We've worked with him in the past, but our employees now have become part of what we built and what Flooring Partners has built. Bob changed it to an ESOP 4 years ago to really reward the people that work for him, and we couldn't be more excited than to bring our employees on for this opportunity to have a piece of the business as we grow it together.
Now, the brands in Ohio for your current operation remain the same after this acquisition?
Yes. Our brands have been strong in the marketplace for 40 to 68 years, so we're going to keep the brands the same. But we will put a tag on there that says something like a Flooring Partners company, because we're really proud to be part of such a fine organization as Bob and John and the team have built.
Okay, guys, I appreciate you talking to our listeners and telling us about this acquisition. Again, I've been talking to Craig Phillips, the CEO of The Edge Flooring, and John Siegel, the Director of Business Development for Flooring Partners. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaAlley.net.